רבותיי, פרשת מטויס, אני רוצה להגיד לכם חידוש שחידשנו השבוע הזאת. פרשת מטויס, הפרשת מתחילה באופן מאוד מיוחדת. וידבר מוישה על ראשי המטויס לבני ישראל לאמור. זה הדבר שציווה השם, זה מאוד מוזר. בדרך כלל פרשה מתחילה, פרשה כזאת, מתחילה וידבר השם אל מוישה לאמור, דבר אל בני ישראל. פה יש משהו אחר לגמרי. וידבר משה אל ראשי המטויס לבני ישראל לאמור, זה הדבר אשר ציווה השם. מה זה עניין של ראשי המטויס? מה העניין של זה הדבר אשר ציווה השם? אז אני רוצה להגיד לכם קודם כל הפשט של החסם סופר, ואחר כך הפשט שחידשנו השבוע. הפשט של החסם סופר הוא מופלא ביויסר. אומר פשט ככה, כתוב בפרקי אבות, לא כל, אני חושב שפרקי אבות, לא כל המרבה בסחורה מחכים. מה זה אומר? Not everyone that does lots of business is going to become a חכם. מה נשמע מהפתגם, sounds from that statement, that יש אנשים שמרבים בסחורה and מחכים. There's some people that they, is that פרקי אבות? Yeah. Careful, Kedushin Baal Peh. Lo kol amareh v'schoyro machkim. Ze nishma, it sounds like, yesh anashim shemarbim v'schoyro, that they do a lot of business and machkim. What's epis? What does that mean? Lo kol amareh v'schoyro machkim. If it's telling you, you shouldn't be too involved in business, it should say, kol amareh v'schoyrim, einoy machkim. Lo katuv, katuv, lo kol amareh v'schoyro machkim. Amei achasam seif hakavano kacha. Yesh schora. There's some business. Schoira means what do you inventory. Ish schora. There's inventory that some people sell tchotchkes, some people sell shmatas, some people sell. They call them in Eretz Yisrael shmontas. Some people sell cell phones. Some people sell. Yes, schora. Shehi. Toira, schoira, toira is the best schoira. It's a different inventory. Yesh kaze musag laharbois b'schoira. Ma kavana? Kavana is like this. Listen, whose shir do you go to in the morning? Rabbi. Rabbi Lieberman shir. Half of a fella. Baruch by Rabbi Erlinger shir. So let's make a deal. By lunch, we'll sit down. Baruch will tell you what Rabbi Erlinger said, and you'll tell him what Rabbi Lieberman said. And kacha will make a swap. And you'll have, we'll have best of both worlds. You get both shiur. That's a business. Right? He'll, you say, listen, Baruch, you listen very carefully. During Rabbi Elinger shiur, I'm listening very carefully during Rabbi Lieberman shiur. Rabbi Lerner shiur. Rabbi Polanski shiur. Next year, my shiur. Whatever it's going to be, we'll swap things. That's marbe b'schoira. כתוב לא כל המרבה בסחורה מחכים. לא כל כך. Why? יש לפעמים, for example, let's say, Baruch is comfortable in Rabbi Elinger shiur. Maybe he would do better, maybe he would be more challenged if he went to a different shiur. But right now he's comfortable. So he says, okay, I'll stick it with my Rebbe, and I'll hear from someone else. And I'll get it by the dining room table. We'll make the swap. And I'll be happy. אבל יש בעיה. ומשה רבינו is in this pasuk being מרמז to the בעיה. וידבר משה על ראשי המטויס. כתוב בחסם סופר. פשוט ככה. משה רבינו אמר אל ראשי המטויס בנוגע על העניין, על הנושא, on the topic of ראשי המטויס. לבני ישראל לאמור. And he told Klal Yisrael saying the following thing. When the Roshei Hamatos are speaking, Ze Hadover Asher Tziva Hashem. When you're sitting in your shir, you think it's your Rebbe saying the Torah? Ze lo kacha. Ze Hadover Asher Tziva Hashem. Your Rebbe is saying Torah mi Sinai. It's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is here right now telling you the Torah. But it's only Roshei Hamatos. Someone comes and says, okay, I want to hear over, you know, what your Rebbe said at the dining room table. That's not Torah Misinai. That's already someone else who's regurgitating, who's telling you over, who's repeating. Zelo to davar. It's not the same thing. So you hear it from your Rebbe, straight from his mouth. Straight from his mouth. So Kotev Chassam Sofer, Zema Shekotev Po. Lo kol amar b'schor machkin. I'll hear from you. You tell me what he said. Okay, I won't go there. You tell me what he said. It doesn't work. If you hear it straight from your Rebbe, so then you're hearing Zeh HaDover Asher Tziva Hashem. It's Mamash Dvar Hashem. It's coming out of his mouth. When you hear it straight from the source, it's a whole different mashma'ut. It's a whole different thing. So some people say, okay, you go to that year, I go to this year. You tell me afterwards, I'll tell you. It doesn't work. Because you're not hearing it from the source. Shimi, you got it?
Yeah.
Don't bother telling it over to anyone, because you have to hear it from the source. Then hear it. It's a chsam sefer. I saw it inside. I want to tell you a different vort, and this is the source. I am the source for this. But Hashem Tziat Hashemayim Mekaveh that this is a vort that's Ro'oi Le'Omer. Al Rashi Al Pasuk Hazeh, there are two very interesting Rashis. One Rashi, but two different ideas in the Rashi. Alama Katuv Zeh Adover Shetziv Hashem. Rashi, one of them is Mefursam, the other one Pachot Mefursam. One Rashi says, Kol Anevim. Nisnavu Bekoyam Arashem. All the Nevi'im, when they said the Nevu'ah, they said, Koy Amar Hashem. This is what Hashem said. Koy Amar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, Gam Nisnave Bekoyam Arashem. You also said. Moisif Aleh, Moshe Rabbeinu had something more than that. That he was Nisnavu Bezeh Hadover. Katuf. Over here, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zeh Hadover. It's a dargah yoter gvoah. It's a dargah yoter gvoah. All the other Nevi'im were in this Nisnavu with Koyam Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisef Aleim. He added, Zeh Hadover. Zeh Chelek Rishon Shel Rashi. Dover Acher, Omer Rashi, I want to tell you another pshat, something else. What's this? Zeh Hadover over here? Omer Rashi, po yesh lanu ha-parsha shel ha-toras nidorim. Po yesh lanu ha-parsha shel ha-toras nidorim, yesh lanu ha-parsha shel ha-foras nidorim. Vizeh lo oto davar. Zeh lo bediyuk oto davar. Yesh ha-toras nidorim, yesh ha-foras nidorim. Ha-toras nidorim, zeh ayudei chochom. Chochom osei ha-toras nidorim. You sit in front of a chocham, ech yochen mumcho, or shalosh diyotis, ato omeh, shimon rabo yisai, doyen me mumchim, kol shnedi v'chol shvu, v'chol iso, shamati, o v'hokit sa v'chaloim, shalati, shamati, v'li nedi, v'chol, lo shani mischa, hari, kol mutorim loch, nachon, zeh ha-toras nidorim. Yish mashu acher, shenikru ha-foras nidorim. Ha-foras nidorim, זה כשהבעל שומע נדר מאשתו, יש לו את הזכות להפר. יש לו את הזכות להפר את הנדר. You understand me, Yona? Okay. There's two different types of ways of annulling a nedr. One is a chacham. Person makes a neder, he has charota, he goes to the chacham, says, listen, you got to help me out over here, this is too hard for me. I made a neder that I'm going to get up, you know, every single morning for Vasikin, and I'm going crazy. So he's got to come up with a way out of that neder. That's a rough one, especially it's a couple of Dvar Mitzvah, it's really rough. But if you'd say, well, I didn't know Vasikin is so early, I didn't realize it's going to hit like 5:30. Okay, you have a Pesach to do it, we'll be mat to the neder, sit down in front of the three chachamim, mat to the neder, goodbye, finished. There's another way to mat to the neder. So when Isha makes a neder, and her husband hears about it, and he says, I don't like this. Gone. That's it. There's Yesh HaFora, it's HaForas HaBal, and Yesh HaTorah, HaTorah Schochem. Omer Rashi, Yefshar Achlif Otam. Yefshar Lagid. Chochem comes and says, Mufor Lach. Does that work? No. Baal says, Mutor Lach. Doesn't work. HaFora B'Lashon HaTorah is not good. Zeh HaDobor. Tzorich Leot Bidiyuk Kacha. Has to be exactly like this. These are the two Rashis. Other palm. The first Rashi says Moshe Rabbeinu is nitoisif a daraga of Zeadavar in his nevuah, which is other nevim akoyim Hashem. Moshe is Zeadavar. First half of Rashi, second half of Rashi is Hatara and Hafara, two different things. You can't interchange them. I would like to suggest these two Rashis saying are connected. I want to explain to you how they're connected. All the other Nevi'im were Nisnaveh v'koyam Arashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisnaveh v'zehadover. What's the difference between Zehadover and Koyam Arashem? Is it just two different ways of introducing? Is that one's clearer and the other one's a little bit more vague? And Yichoshev Yotzeh Mizeh. Kol Nevi'im, when they said over the Nevuah, they were trying to say over what they understood from their Nevuah. Now Nevuah is like, wow. Now you have to go tell someone what you just saw. I'm going to do my best, okay? It's something like this. Because you're telling over what you saw. Moshe Rabbeinu was something else. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he says, Zeh adover ha-shetziv Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I'm going to use right now the exact words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am not telling you over what I saw. I am not relating to you something that I'm passing on. But when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, it was the Shechina midaberes mitoich groinoi, which means that the Shechina was speaking. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Moshe speaking. It was the voice of Hashem. It was the Shechina midaberes mitoich groinoi. So you don't have to tell over anything. It wasn't secondhand information. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, it was firsthand information. Zeh hadover asher tziv Hashem. This is it right here. You're hearing it. Moshe Rabbeinu was the source. Similar to what we heard from the Chassam Sofer. Zeh hadover. The other Nevi'im, Hashem's the source. They're experiencing it, and they're going to pass it on. So it's not going to be perfect. They'll do their best. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Zeh hadover. This is the Devar Hashem coming out of Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth. It's the Shechina midaberes mitoich groinoi. That's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im. And I'd like to suggest that difference is domeh to the difference between when a Chacham is matir an eder and a Baal is mefer an eder. When a Chacham is matir an eder, the Chacham is mibachutz. The Chacham doesn't connect with the person making the neder. Hey, you made the neder. You're coming to me to help you out. Okay, so I'm going to have to help you out. So let's come up with something that you thought was wrong about the neder, or you didn't realize you have charota, pesach, or something. I can't do anything other than just try to like project onto you what you're thinking. But it's not a part of me. That's when a Chacham is matir a neder. When a Baal is made for a neder, it could be you like the neder lady, but I'm a part of this also. I'm mati the neder because your neder I'm a part of the making of the neder. Me and you are one. We are a team. The team is not going to accept the neder. The husband has to accept the neder as being part of the making of the neder. It's a husband and wife. There's a very famous story. Sipur al Tzadik, Rabbi Aryeh Levin. Shepam achad, who alach im mishto. He went with his wife to a rofeh. And the rofeh said, Ma afshal azor? How could I help you? And he said, my wife's foot hurts us. What did he mean? He said, we're going through pain together because we are one. When a woman makes an edda, the husband says, you know, we're one here, and this is not working. Moshe Rabbeinu's yachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one. It wasn't davar mibachutz. Like, okay, I hear what you say, I have to like pass that on, or process it. Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu were fused together. It was one entity. It was Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi. It was from inside of him. Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had that type of yachas, like a husband and a wife, in the highest form, which is really one. V'hayu lebasar echad. Moshe Rabbeinu was echad in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He reached the darug of echad in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu's transmission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's davar was through him. It wasn't that he heard it and then he passed it on. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu got inside of him? It was mamish bas eschinim adabers mitoch groinai. So Hashem was inside of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a yachas of a baal to an isha, being one. Then the baal can be made for the chacham's neder. Then the Shekhinah speaks from inside of you. How did this happen? How did Moshe Rabbeinu reach this darga? And I yisbir lachem. It's mofia. It appears in the Torah in Parshas Matos. In Parsha of Nedarim. Not Parsha Nedarim. Parsha Nedarim is the Parsha of abstinence, refrainment, prishus. Yesh musag shel kedusha. What does kedusha mean? Kedusha means stay away. That's the taich of kedusha. Kadosh means it's off limits. Moshe Rabbeinu, he went up to Shemayim for 40 days, 40 nights. What did he eat? Schnitzel? Mashed potatoes? Rice cakes? Nothing. Omer Makar, Moshe Cordovero, אחד מהגדולי המקובלים, ספר עשר מאמרות, מסתמה כשהוא ירד, הוא גם לא אכל. פעם אני קיימדה, he didn't eat, he was done eating for the rest of his life, once he went up. משה רבינו פרש מאשתו. He left his wife. הוא היה מסולוק מגשמיס. אומר, ספסמס, זה הפשט, that he's called Moshe, Kim in Hamayim Mishisihu. Basparas says, I saved him from the water. What does that mean? Mayim is Geshem. Geshem, if you talk about physicality, what's the word you use, something physical? Gashmiut. Geshem is the epitome of Gashmiut. Min Hamayim Mishisihu, says the Chassam Sofer, he was removed, he was saved from the Geshem. Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish. He wasn't, you know, a person that's looking for taivas, is looking for this world. He's confused. A person whose matara is his neshama, his whole matara is his neshama. His neshama is chelek elokam imam. He is fused with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fused, united with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zedavka beparsha shel nedarim. Po mofia hadarga shel Moshe Rabbeinu. פה מופיע. צריכים לדעת שיש כזה עבודה. There's an עבודה of קדושים תהיו כי קדוש אני. מה זה קדושים? פרושים תהיו. פרושים. Now that doesn't mean, that means that the people that they're indulgent, all they can think about is going to all you can eat fresh fest, where you just like eat until you're ready to, you know, regurgitate everything that came into your body, and then if you're lucky, it actually comes out because you could eat again. You know, it's like, then you'll be able to do it twice. That was the way the Romans were. They had something called the vomitorium, Romans. There's still like a sign in the old city, like to remember that, those great days. A vomitorium is where they had underneath the restaurant, where you go, and after you ate too much, you vomit so you could go back upstairs and eat more. That's the opposite, the himpuch of precious, of kedusha. Kedoshim tiyu, prushim tiyu. As a person has to realize that not everything with a hechsher has to be eaten. Not everything that's technically allowed, that's indulgence, is a concept of precious. And I give lachem sipur. This is not a sipur meforsam. Ani kemat batuach that the sipur has not been told aside by me for many, many years, because this is a sipur. What happened was as follows. I'll tell you how the sipur came about. I was with Reb Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, for a summer. And for the summer, he told us this story about Shabbos with the Chofetz Chaim. It was Shabbos with the Chofetz Chaim. And the whole time he was telling us he feels so bad, he didn't write it down. He feels so foolish, he didn't write it down. And he has so many things happen on Shabbos. You know, it's hard to explain what it was like to be around the Chafetz Chaim. I wasn't there, but from the little I know, every moment the Chafetz Chaim, like, crazy things were happening. Everyone he spoke to, he was like just reading off of his face. You know, Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah was coming straight out. Every person, it was like wild, totally wild being around the Chafetz Chaim. And I actually saw someone write that way. Chafetz Chaim was Keseder, Keseder, Ruach HaKodesh. Keseder. And he was telling us how terrible he feels that he didn't write down the stories. He remembers a few big, big incidents that happened over Shabbos. Anyway, that afternoon I went to speak to Rav Schwab about something. What? Tell you one story? Afterwards, I'll tell you one story. There's one famous, famous story. Two famous stories. One of them that just blow your mind. They'll both blow your mind. I'll tell you the other one. The other one's better. The one that's not as mind-blowing is more relevant. It's more relevant. Anyway, I'm sitting with him afterwards, and we're talking. And his face lights up. He says, I remember another story about the Chofetz Chaim. Like, as we were talking about the topic, so he remembered. But it was off his, you know, it didn't register with him, like, when he was telling over the stories. So I got out another story. It's a very subtle incident, but what happened was the Chofetz Chaim was sitting at the Shabbos table, this family, and Shimon Schwab is there, his daughter's there. He told us that one time they're having a discussion about halacha, and his daughter is called out in the back, in Mishneh Brura State. I remember him saying this the way he talked, and he was laughing. In Mishneh Brura State, his daughter is like arguing with the Chofetz Chaim who wrote the Mishneh Brura, because in the Mishneh Brura State, and he thought it was very humorous. So we're at the Shabbos table, and his wife serves soup. The Chofetz Chaim takes a taste of the soup. And he says, ah, geschmack. And then he pushes the soup away. Took one spoon of soup. That was it. So someone said to him, why am I drinking the soup? It's geschmack. Is it because of the Reivitz tainus? I'll explain to you what that is. And he said, was ist schlecht mit der Reivitz tainus? What's so bad? And if it's the Reivitz tainus, was ist schlecht? That sounds like, you know, again, you can't know, but it sounds like the Chofetz Chaim's way of saying, yeah, the Reivitz tainus. What's the Reivitz tainus? Reivitz tainus is like this. Most people know of fasting, which is you fast from the morning till the night, and that's it. Says the rabbi, there's a harder fast. The harder fast is when you're eating and there's something you want to eat and you can't eat and you don't eat. That's an even bigger fast. That's a precious. That's, took a taste. It's delicious, right? Not eating it. It's called the Reivitz type. It's a hecher on that day. That's the right. Because we think all you can eat, just pound. Let's just pound this. You know what I mean? 5 pieces of schnitzel, 6 pieces of schnitzel. You know? And what's the problem? It's but that's Eda Haredit. You know, it's about as, you know, I'm staying in yeshiva and everything. And, yeah, but there's a concept of take it easy, of precious. A person gets that, then he's stepping that much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Prushim to you. Kedoshim to you. Kikadosh Ani. So that's the way to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel the Zeh HaDavar, to feel that there's no mechitzas, there's nothing separating you and Hashem. I want to end with one story that Shimon Schwab told about the Chofetz Chaim. And it's a relevant story. Shimon Schwab came to Rabin to meet the Chofetz Chaim. That's what he came for. He came to spend Shabbos with the Chofetz Chaim. That was it. He wanted to be in the mechitzas of the Gadol Ador. The Tzadik Ador. One of the mechitzas of the Tzadik Ador. The Gadol Ador was known to be Reb Chaim Eiser. Reb Chaim Eiser lived in Vilna, which is not that far from Rabin. On his way, after he went to the Chofetz Chaim, he went to Reb Chaim Eiser. Reb Chaim Eiser said, Nu, what did you think of the Chofetz Chaim? So he said, it's the Tzadik Ador. And Reb Chaim Eiser said, it's Oichit the Gadol Hador. He's also the Gadol Hador. Chaim Moses said, people say that the Chofetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah like a balabos, like balabatish. Chaim Moses' brain was like not normal. I mean, I can tell you stories of Chaim Moses. Insane, Reb Chaim Moses' brain. Totally insane. The things that we can't even imagine. What was it? What? So he said, some people say that Chofetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah like a balabos. He said he did. He's a balabos of Bavli, Yerushalmi, of Halacha. He's a balabos of Alas, balabos of Kol Torah Kula. He's a balabos. He, what does it mean, balabos? He owns. He's the owner of all this. Anyway, so he went to go visit the Tzadik Hador. He goes to the Chofetz Chaim. And he meets his son-in-law. He's waiting outside. And I think it was upstairs, he said, to go up to the Chofetz Chaim. He's waiting in the room, and he comes upstairs. Chofetz Chaim was waiting, an old man. Didn't hear very well. He said he had to scream. He felt very uncomfortable. What? He was very uncomfortable screaming, but Chofetz Chaim couldn't hear well. So it's like not so comfortable screaming at the Chofetz Chaim. But he like, and every single time they told him, you have to talk louder, louder. And he's like, he felt like it's hard for him. You know, he's screaming at. Anyway, he's in the room. And there's a story about Nila Shem Elai, which is a famous story. And he's there. And Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law comes in. And this was the time that Stalin was an insane Russia. He killed millions of Yidden and tens of millions of people. The man was a total lunatic. Hitler, Yimach Shemoy V'Zichroy, was just a person who was more one-dimensional. But Stalin, Yimach Shemoy, was a Russia Merusha. And in those days, he was called the Russia. Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law comes in. Sidah Shmua, there's a rumor, as the Russia had gepegert, the Russia's dead. This is the most evil man alive in the world. He's killing hundreds of thousands of people. Eventually killed millions of Yidden. Millions of Yidden. Reb Schwab says, he didn't flinch. Chofetz Chaim didn't flinch. He said, Melant Toira mit Kinder in Russland. Russia was communist rule. There was no freedom of religion. Melant Toira mit Kinder in Russland. Son says, no, it's still communist. Samachta chilek de Russia to an under Russia? Makes a difference. Melant nishtoida mit Kinder in Russland? That was what the Chofetz Chaim said. We give way too much importance to our enemies. Nasrallah or Mahbud, Abmud, Abujan or Ahmad Tibi, Yamach Shimam, every one of them is Russia's those sick animals. We give way too much, we give them way too much chashivas. Nothing, it's not them that's doing anything. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, if nothing's changed with Klal Yisrael, nothing internally has changed, then nothing's changed. It doesn't make a difference. Hashem is this Shliach, that Shliach, this Russia, that Russia. That's what the Chofetz Chaim told him. And it's something we have to realize. I saw somewhere, and if anyone could find it, anyone over here, anyone ever, anywhere, because I desperately want to find this Maramokom. I saw it with my eyes. I can kimat, envision where I saw it, but I can't find it. If anyone wants to find it for me, I'd be greatly, extremely grateful to you. So the following Moiridik Avot. We're familiar. We're saying Yimach Shemam. Yimach Shemoy V'zichroi. Yimach Shemam. Saw the following Hagdara. Said the following thing. When do you say Yimach Shemoy? You say Yimach Shemoy after the Russia is already dead. Then you could say Yimach Shemoy. But when he's still alive, you can't say Yemach Shema. Nemesis, that there's Yushalmi, seems to support this idea. Shemois Rishayim Yirkav, which is the names of the Rishayim, should rot. The Yushalmi says, goes only Achar Moisam. And it says, the Sefer I saw, I remember seeing it, says the following thing. Listen, as long as they're alive, they're doing Hashem Shlichus. Well, who are they? They're nobody. They're doing Hashem Shlichus. They chose to do the Shlichus. But as long as they're alive, it's not them. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is pulling all the strings. After they're dead, so now they're not doing anything anymore. And it was all that's left from them is their Bechira. Their Bechira was atrocious. Yimach Shimam V'Zichram. Their Zecher, once it's only a memory, should be obliterated. But as long as they're here, they're doing Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shlichus. So what's going to make a change? What's going to make a change if we get rid of Abbas? That's going to make a change. Abbas is the problem? Abbas is not the problem. And it's Fatah or Hamas or blah, blah, shma. Garnished, garnished. You know what the problem is? The problem is that we're yeshiva bachrim sitting in the same dormitory and can't get along. That's the problem. The problem is there are neighbors that fight with each other. The problem is that Klal Yisrael is not doing what they're supposed to do. That's it. That's the problem. Don't give so much chashivas to... They have their missiles, they have their whatever, they have that. It's totally irrelevant to us. What's relevant to us is we have to work pnimi. We have to work internally. We have to work on ourselves. The rest will all evaporate. It will disintegrate, it will disappear. Ke oshan tichle. Like smoke. And as much as we're interested in what's happening, because right now we have brothers and sisters that are mamish and enemy lines, across enemy lines, and there's people whose lives are at stake, but we can't lose focus on where the real milchama is happening. The milchama is milchamta shel Torah. The milchama is internally. We have to make sure that Klal Yisrael is doing what they're supposed to do. And it's not only learning, it's getting along with other people, respecting other people, appreciating other people, davening the way we're supposed to daven. This is where the war is going to be won. This is where Klal Yisrael is going to be zoicha to the Gula Shlema, B'mheira, V'Yameinu.